Hi Audio Boo, it's Nina here, Smyrny Outdoors, and today is Friday the 8th of February, and this is my first boo since last year. For various reasons, I haven't really been keeping up with Audio Boo, both in terms of listening to boos or actually recording any, but I thought I would change that today. I've been thinking a lot about depression in the last couple of months, and depression has unquestionably been the white elephant in my room over the last couple of months, possibly due to an increased consciousness and awareness of it. But I'm getting a little bit tired of it, to be perfectly honest, and it got me thinking about how your mind can possibly create more of something than is actually than actually exists physiologically. I was thinking about how elite athletes, for example, are part of their coaching is to learn to believe, to envisage themselves performing their goal. And I wonder to what degree thinking and talking makes depression more of a reality. Does that make sense? It's a little bit like I'm thinking of habit forming as well. You know, if you do something consistently or talk about something consistently, does that become your new reality? And in that case, is depression becoming my reality, or more of a reality than it actually is? Is it becoming an excuse? Is it becoming a hook on which to hang my stake at the moment and say, I can't do this because, I can't do that because, I feel debilitated because? Yeah, is there really a big issue with depression? Or is it a healthy dose of laziness combined with mild depression? I mean, the analysis was done, the referral is in place, and I've been waiting since mid-December to have my initial assessment with a counsellor. And that is kind of peeving me as well, because I was arguably in a better place when I referred myself, ironically, because I had simply recognised the need to do something and to move forward, and I was eager to do it then and there. But as the weeks and the months progress, I'm feeling more and more ambivalent about it, almost convincing myself that it's not going to work, it's not for me. But I am going to give it a shot as and when it comes through, because I desperately want to address the reasons for my unhealthy eating. Because I know that if I don't address those, all the good work I've done in the last year and maintaining over the last couple of months is just going to go to pot. The next binge is just around the corner. The last binge was this week. And it's not good. I don't feel good about it. It doesn't make me feel any better, apart from when I'm in the moment. But minutes later, it feels like crap. So this really does need to be addressed. But I don't want to feel like I'm living with something that is only this debilitating in my mind, but not in actual fact. And so, I don't know, I think I want to make this a turning point and just get out there, get healthy, get fit, get exercising, get in the fresh air, and get over this. I'm tired of it. Anyhow, those are my thoughts of today. And I'll continue to talk about it, but I wanted to become less a part of my life and start living again. That's it for now. Bye.